Facebook massive security hole lets anyone find you from your phone number. By Charlie Nash on March 5, 2019. Facebook has opened its users up to security risk and potential theft by allowing anyone on the platform to search for others using their phone numbers, which were only given to the social network for two-factor authentication security. For years, social media Big Brother had been pestering its users to secure their account with two-factor authentication, 2FA, by prompting them to enter their phone number so they could get a text with a security code login when logging into their account from a new device for the first time, explained Fast Company, Sunday. On the surface, Facebook prompting people to enable 2FA was a good thing. If you have 2FA enabled, it's much harder for someone who isn't you to log into your account. But this being Facebook, they're not just going to do something that is only good for the user, are they? After inviting users to submit their phone numbers under the guise of better security, Facebook now allows anyone to look up a user by their phone number, the same phone number that was supposed to be for security purposes only, and won't let users opt out of the feature, creating a security risk for the user. The most you can now do is limit who can look you up with the phone number you provided to friends, but you can't hide it entirely, Fast Company reported. And remember, by default, Facebook allows the whole world to find out who you are by entering your phone number. Lawyer and Adam Smith Institute fellow Preston Byrne pointed out on his blog that Facebook just created a massive security hole which exposes every single one of its users to life-alteringly shitty hacks. "I'm frankly astonished nobody internally at that company thought about this before pushing this feature," Byrne proclaimed. "The issue here is that your average workaday user who is even a little security-minded will not only use their cell phone to do two-factor authentication for their Facebook login, but will also use the same cell phone for every other two-factor login or password recovery system they have, including, for example, their email account or their bank." Byrne then added, "Even if you leave specific instructions with your provider to not port your SIM without a PIN and photo ID, smooth-talking criminals can still convince telco employees to do it anyway, with the result that the crook obtains control of your phone number and can receive any communications sent to it. After the target is identified, the hacker simply calls up the user's cell service provider and social engineers a SIM port," Byrne explained. "Boom. All SMS-based 2FA that person used with that number, on any service, is now compromised, including the 2FA for the user's Facebook account." Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter, or like his page at Facebook.